by releasing male hormone from sex hormone-binding globulin by two capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norrenogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutraMedical.com. Calm Mind and Brain Make are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, sunthionin, and GABA. And Brain Make contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity and non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal, and taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutraMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails, and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutraMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. Get them at NutraMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. Cell Defense Plus by NutraMedical.com is the most powerful absorbed form of curcumin in the world. It's the only form of curcumin that can suppress cancer mother cells, turn off inflammation for autoimmune disease, and reduce cytokine levels throughout the body, including vascular autoimmune disease and even fight cancer. There's nothing like Cell Defense Plus in NutraMedical in our armamentarium to fight vascular disease, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. We can use it with other amazing, powerful nutraceuticals you can obtain at NutraMedical to stop free radicals, turn off inflammation, and fight cancer, autoimmune disease, and heart disease. Cell Defense Plus is unique in its ability to get rid of cancer mother cells. And if you want to stay well, it's one of the most important things to take daily for your immune system to reduce cytokine levels throughout your body and heal. Get them at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. brim full of it. How's that? And welcome back. We have the comedian and truth teller, Josh Bernstein. His website is patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Josh, we've got two major things going on. I'm looking at Drudge, and it says here right at the top, it's got this smirking character, Pete Buttigieg, who's an openly gay...
I can't pronounce his name, so Buttigieg. I'm just going to call him Puffer Pete.
Puffer Pete, yeah, well, that's a good one. I would say I would call him Butthead, because he talks like he's some kind of genius. He thinks he is. But when you hear the substance of what he's saying, it's kind of a smile face put on communism, socialism, and atheism. And then he's actually trying to disrespect a real strong Christian vice president and saying, your quarrel is with my creator. And then he's making statements that that both President Trump and the vice president don't respect disabled people, sick people, veterans, or et cetera, when nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, I got a kick out of this guy. Buttigieg, he actually has the nerve to lie to your face and then actually start attacking people that have religion when he and his father are social communists. I think it's disgusting, isn't it? It really is disgusting.
Bottom line is, we've got an awesome vice president. Mike Pence is great. He's doing a fantastic job. Most people love him. And, you know, this guy's not going to do very well, you know, making evangelical Christians upset. They won't even listen to him. I mean, obviously they're not going to listen to him anyway. And to be quite honest, America's not going to elect someone and have a first man unless that man was the husband of a woman. All right? It's not going to happen, okay? You can be as progressive as you want. America's not going to do that. So this guy's wasting his time as it is. But anyway, look, Puffer Pete is apparently getting a lot of money coming in. He's reaching out to Hollywood. All the Hollywood queers are giving him money, things like that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, look, everybody can run. Everybody can have a position. But for him to go out there and denigrate and attack the vice president of the United States, who, by the way, didn't say anything to him, didn't you know, bring anything up to him or make mention in the media, because Mike Pence is a class act and he doesn't do that.
Right.
So for this little pipsqueak, Puffer Pete, to go out and do that, that's not going to curry any favors, certainly with the electorate.
And he's got this smirky face on, like, I shine above all the other Democrats. I'm thinking, no, you don't. You shine like a big glob of human fecal matter. That's what you shine like. He's ridiculous. Okay, and you know, oh, by the way, I got a card sent to me, and I had to, my wife chucked it in the garbage. Someone by the name of Abramson or something sent some kind of card to me that he was really upset that I called AOC mentally ill. She's not just mentally ill, she's devoid of common sense, logic, and even human decency. I saw a little video of her constructing some furniture, and she said, even if I screw up, it's okay, because I'm learning, and even if I say something stupid, just ignore it and move on. I'm thinking, no, if you say something stupid, we're going to point it out. You know, the thing is, she's like the right professor in her own institutions, where you couldn't point out the professors are making bad logic or insane statements, which is why our universities now are a waste of time. They're a waste of time.
Well, look, if Sandy from the Bronx, really from Westchester County, can't handle the heat, then she ought to stay out of the Soho kitchen. How's that?
Right.
Look, this woman is an embarrassment, a disgrace to the Democratic Party. She's sitting there putting together IKEA furniture like she's trying to be hip and cool. And look, I'm just like you. I go to IKEA and buy crappy furniture that I have to put together. And I can drink wine while I'm doing it and talk to you on Instagram. She's a phony. She's a fake. And the more and more and more she talks, the worse her chances of being reelected in 2020 are. And I already know that there's going to be numerous people that are going to be challenging her, not just from the right, but from the left as well, because they realize what a cancer that woman is to their electoral hopes.
Well, the fact is, I mean, she's the best. She actually should be on Donald Trump's staff, because she is actually like an anti-enemy. She's like the perfect the foil for Trump, isn't she? And then we got Buttigieg, who actually is attacking the Veep. Like, where'd he get off? And what I heard, the statement I saw on Fox was like, this guy Buttigieg is like nuts. And all of the Democrats are. Now, I got to tell you, there's a big thing going to happen here with all the Democrats trying to push health care. And they're making a statement of a thing called they want Medicare for all. I got Medicare. It's freaking useless. I had to buy an additional drug plan, additional this and that, whatever. It actually cost me more than I had my previous insurance. So this idea that Medicare for all is free is nuts. And the thing is, if you don't control the costs, and the biggest contributor to the Democratic Party are trial lawyers.
Right.
And the cost of medical equipment and the cost of staff. I would say move the doctors to an hourly wage so doctors like me want to work half a day a week. We can do it. Or women
there's
want
not,
to work, you know, they can't do
there's
that.
There's not a medical program that the government sponsors that is in worse financial, moral, and spiritual shape than Medicare. Okay?
It's
Medicare
disgusting.
Is not for all, number one. Medicare is failing, number two. And Medicare right now is one of the largest reasons why the healthcare industry is in the toilet. Because of Medicare, because of the astronomical costs that are bringing down the system. So ask yourself this. Why on earth would you use a failing system as the catalyst to be portrayed for everybody else to have Medicare for all?
I got an answer for you. I got an answer. It's like cyanide for all. It's to kill you. It's a system that'll guarantee.
It only covers 80%.
Well, here, first off, the average doctor, I know I wouldn't build Medicare, the average doctor had to wait 10 months to a year. They paid you 20 to 30, 40% less than the fee code.
If you were lucky.
If you're lucky, if you got paid at all, which is lucky at all. And then if you had a whole lot of Medicare patients, you're going to go bankrupt or you're not going to be able to run your office. So if they want to run Medicare for all or single-payer system, if they don't fix the structural problems of the system, which is the cost of having an office, the cost of medical equipment, the cost of staff, the cost of malpractice is a big killer. I don't understand what the hell they're
doing. Not to mention doctors only get paid on about 50 to 52% of what they bill out when they're dealing with Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh, it's less than that.
Well, obviously Medicare, I mean.
Do you know when I was getting what I was getting paid? It averaged when I was leaving practice, and I was doing OCMED as well as regular, 18% of what we billed out.
Wow.
And we were barely able to make it pay our staff. It was ridiculous. And we work your ass off, too. The problem is, you see, you got morons, and I can fix health care, and I'll get run through my list again. Number one, allow cross-border competition. So you sell insurance. Mm-hmm. Number two, have a drug control commission, so we don't pay more than Canadians or Europeans. Number three, get rid of state licensures so you don't have competitional groups fighting each other. Number four, publish all the costs. If a hospital 25 miles from another hospital charges 300% more, what the hell are they doing? Number four, have rationalization of services. You don't need a zillion MRI scanners or PET scanners or so many different subspecialists. You need primary care doctors. So a lot of these specialists need to go back into primary care because we don't have them. And they need to pay a doctor an hourly wage so they have a decent wage so they don't need to be run like a gerbil in a cage. And if they have to spend a half hour with you, they can. But if they only get paid a fee that allows them to spend 7 minutes with you, you're going to get a prescription to terminate the interview, and it's going to kill you, okay? Because once you get so many scripts and you don't analyze your care, you're going to get screwed up. I charge for my time when I do telemedicine. I charge $150 per half hour, and I actually review all their records and so on. They're amazed. How can you do that, Dr. Dave? Because I said, I'm going to spend the time. Hours and hours sometimes, actually, to go over all our records and MRI and CT scan and do a video report.
Exactly.
But doctors are running like gerbils. I know when I was in practice, it wouldn't not unusual to see 70 patients or more a day. You can't freaking do your job running like a gerbil, okay? You can't. And even if you were properly trained, which, by the way, these doctors aren't. I mean, they get trained in very basic, what I call training, so they can be a drug salesman for the big pharma drug companies. And they're trained to do procedures. So if a doctor is cutting on you and get paid 500 times more to cut on you is to talk to you about preventive care or integrative care, they're going to cut on you, damn it, even if you don't need it. All right?
So what do they always say? They always say that there's no money in cures. There's only money in treatments.
Right.
So the more and longer you are sick and the longer that you are needing health care, the more rich they're all going to get. I mean, it's common sense.
Right, but the thing is, it's uncommon sense to morons like Bernie Santa Claus and others that want to just give Medicare for all. Look, first, take a bankrupt system that screws people over and kills them. Give it to everybody. And then they wonder why now all of the healthcare system, a lot of doctors and clinics and so on will close and their offices are close the doors. They're going to retire and flip burgers and do something else totally different or just leave practice. What the hell do they think is going to happen? I mean, the persecution I went through in Colorado, years after I'd actually left the state from the persecution over releasing information about Superfund sites, is an example of the obscenity of state licensing boards. They're not there to protect the public. They're there to protect the turf wars of guys that are well ensconced, like me, like Dr. Michael Jansen, who did a procedure and got paid $250,000 because he's so wealthy. He knew the board president and the senior members of the board. He can get away with murder, literally. Murder. Mm-hmm. Murder, Inc., you know. And these top doctors are getting paid $20, $30, $40 million a year. They go after the little guys like me. They don't go after the big guys that have got 200 or 300 doctors and a battalion of attorneys. No. They want to just get a few heads on stakes so that they can pretend that they're regulating the profession when they're not at all. They're protecting turf wars and making sure some people get really freaking wealthy by doing unnecessary procedures.
Well, I think one thing they need to do is they need to figure out a way to allow doctors to practice medicine without the heavy hand of government getting the way of the process.
Pay them an hourly wage and leave privacy between the patient and the doctor. No codes go back to tell them what the hell they saw the doctor for. It's none of the damn business. I don't care if you've got prostatism or cancer or male hormone problems. The government shouldn't freaking well know what your doctor's doing. Now, in places like California, they want the doctor to be like a Spitznaz officer asking if your dad has guns in the home and how is he storing them in the house.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, never go to the doctor when you're depressed and tell them that you're depressed, because the next thing you know, they'll ask, oh, well, do you own any guns? You better say no. Otherwise, you're going to get a knock at the door, and they're going to do those red flag laws, which is absolute BS. I mean, you know, people are getting shot, and there's one person I think it was in Colorado, that actually was shot and killed because they did a red flag law, and they tried to go and confiscate the guy's gun, and he wasn't about to have it happen. So, look, if you're trying to confiscate guns from law-abiding citizens, you deserve what you get.
Yeah, what happened to that situation? Did he shoot them? That they were trying to confiscate his gun?
I think so, yeah. They were trying to get a gun away from somebody, and that's what happened. It also happened a couple of years ago in Connecticut when they passed gun control. But the nice thing is that right now you've got a lot of sheriffs that are refusing to enact any of these gun control laws. Like, for instance, in Washington State, there's a good 50%, I believe, of the sheriffs are not looking at the law and just, you know, completely ignoring it. You've got other states that are now passing laws where they're being called sanctuary Second Amendment cities, in which they will nullify any federal gun law that infringes upon an individual's right to keep and bear arms. So, you know, we're fighting back as best we can. And here's another thing we're fighting back on. We are now going to have in Congress the Anti-Socialism Caucus. That's right. Representative Chris Stewart, 2nd District of Utah, has gotten the approval from, I guess, the House, laws or whatever, to start a new caucus similar to the Freedom Caucus, but it's going to be called the Anti-Socialism Caucus. They're going to teach the dangers of socialism. They're going to give historical perspectives on where it has been tried and failed and the lessons learned from that, as well as people that have lived under it. So that's a huge development. I'm really excited to hear about that, because we've got to start pushing back on these Nazis, and that's what they are. They're socialist Nazis.
Well, they figure that every individual is not an individual anymore. And that's all of the Democrats. And unfortunately, it's also a bunch of Republicans that too believe in the global superstate where they're in control. They don't know better than I know for me, myself and my family. They don't, okay? And I don't want them into my... And I saw that in socialized medicine in Canada. They would squash any new innovative care in there. In fact, if you're working in conjunction with another specialist, like I was working back in 1980 with Dr. Murray Vimy, who's working on his master's and PhD in dental pathology, and the state licensing authority registrar called me and threatened me that I was actually working in association because I gave him equations. I gave him research data. Damn it,
Michael.
You're working in association. How dare you exchange your intellectual knowledge with another specialist of equal caliber, a dentist working on a pathology degree?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? You want to threaten me now, man, or in the future, God help you. God help you. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. Features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patented form for 5-methylfolate, herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vincositine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress. Keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you logical protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Pure water is one of the essentials of life. The pure water system that Dr. Bill recommends includes four phases. The first phase is a linear charcoal. Second phase, the best reverse osmosis membrane. Third phase is an ion exchange resin. So all that's left is absolute water molecules that, even in freezing, form little spikes because they're so clean they crawl over each other. The fourth phase is a calcium magnesium 9 to 18 parts that makes the water pH rise to 10. We have a whole host system, a Bev 100 system for a countertop, Bev 300 reserve system, a prepper system, Bev 200, a Bev 500 auto flush system, and the whole host system will clean your water for your dishes, for bathing, etc. Nothing like pure water from Dr. Bill Deagle. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Go to the drop-down menu at Shop by Products at NutriMedical.com and get your pure water every day for washing, bathing, cleaning. Nothing like NutriMedical to keep you well. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroperoxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroperoxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-plex, Power-C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
So, a couple of points here. I'm like half a lawyer. I've taken the course with Stony Brook Medical Center in New York years ago. I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. I've been doing work in the law for like 30-some years. What I see is Kristen Nielsen was defending the law, and when the law isn't asked, you don't defend it. If the law tells you to release kids that come up here by themselves, or they're with accompanied with an adult, and often you can prove that they're not even the child of that adult, the adult and the child get released into the society because they don't have enough beds at Department of Homeland Security. This is the law is an ass. So Nielsen is screwing up in her job, and they're releasing so many people into society with no idea whether MS-13 or just going to take people's jobs that are black and Hispanic. The Hispanic and black community are being beaten to death by this immigration disaster. And what Nielsen should not have respected the law. Now, there's a law apparently that if you come in from Mexico, you can be returned to your country in Mexico. Now, I know there was a court hearing that said that you couldn't return them to Central America. Let Donald Trump make an executive order that because the hearing and the law suggested that you could be returned to Mexico, that there's no difference being returned to the triangle nations of El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. And put them back on a bus and bus them back to their home place, back to their home country. Secondly, they should send our troops, not with no bullets to the U.S. border with concertina wire, so people are idiots who will try to climb it and get caught in it and tear their arm off. Send our troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border with Mexican troops, and they have to work side by side to stop these caravans coming up. And if necessary, send our troops directly into the home countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, etc., and give a what for to these countries. I mean, it's one thing to cut off the NGO funding, which I don't think really was a smart thing. There should be strings attached. It means you got to say to these countries, we're going to clean up the mess you have in your country, including, by the way, sending our military and troops in to kill the drug cartels that are making these places unlivable. But most of them don't even have proper reasons. 90% of them don't have a reason for, coming here other than they want a job. They're not escaping the kind of tyranny that they're trying to pretend to do. Maybe 3-5% are. And those people can apply for asylum. What I see happening, Trump is not being Trumpian. And so Nielsen was trying to defend the law when the law is an ass. And she's screwing up on her job. And it's a good thing that the new guy, Mac, I'm trying to pronounce his name, Olive, whatever. Let's see if I can pronounce his name. The new director Mac Olive, whatever. He actually has been in the agency for years. He's a tough guy. He's not going to be swayed by emotions or break down and cry because they're treating me badly. Kristen Nielsen, she's trying to defend the law, and the law's an ass. Return these damn kids and their families back to their home country. Put them in, I don't care, air-conditioned buses with bottled water and meals. Get them to hell back to their home country. Don't let them stay in Mexico waiting asylum and all this crap. These people aren't going to get asylum.
Let me give you three names of a replacement, permanent replacement for Homeland Security in order from number one to number three. The number one person for Homeland Security, as far as I'm concerned, in the entire United States, would be a very close personal friend of mine. And his name is Michael Cutler. Michael Cutler is a former INS agent that has 35, 40 years experience in immigration. He was an INS agent when the INS was around. And that guy, there is nobody smarter on immigration than him. And believe it or not, he is a registered Democrat. You would never know it by talking to him because about the most hawkish person you could imagine on the border. So he would be my number one choice to lead the Homeland Security. The number two would be Kris Kobach. Kris Kobach should have been the original choice for President Trump instead of what was his name, John Lewis or whatever it is, I can't remember his name. The guy that then became his chief of staff, the general. Anyway, long story short, he would be fantastic. He's been a hawk on immigration. And believe it or not, the third person would be Stephen Miller. But actually, I'd like to see Stephen Miller take a more active role as chief of staff. I would probably demote Mulvaney, and I would literally put Steve Miller directly right at his hip. And that would be the guy that would run the entire White House along with Trump. The two of them together would be unstoppable. You want to talk about getting things done. You want to talk about, you know, it's protecting Americans and the border. That's what you do.
And also being receptive to the science, for example, stopping the big push for 5G network. And, you know, deal with some real things. For example, there's things that Trump needs to can do and can do right now without Congress. Number one, he can pass an executive order to allow cross-border competition of insurance carriers. He set up an insurance commission already with Representative Scott, the senator from Florida that used to be the governor, who's actually moving toward the idea of having a drug control commission, which they can do right now. The idea of getting rid of state licensing. Say, hey, look, we want to have federal licensing of people and just make it parallel so that the other state licensing becomes obsolete. You need to do that because the state licensure is part of the control system of Big Pharma and Big Medica to control the cost of everything. Mm-hmm. Number three, have a price control commission so it publishes the prices of irregular procedures, coronary bypass, dialysis, whatever the hell it is. Put out the prices and publish them regularly, so online and magazines or whatever, so you can get access to it, because within 10 miles or 20 miles, you can have a 300% difference in price. Also, make sure that you have a commission that watches the percentage of money that's spent to actually manage the health care. I would like to see doctors move to an hourly wage from a fee-for-service. If you simply had a punch card and said, look, I spent a half hour with a patient, get paid for a half hour, it's better and have more privacy with the patient than having a fee-for-service and having them deny it. Well, we're not going to pay for that. Look, you just simply, I spent a half hour with a patient, I'm going to get paid for a half hour. And by the way, they should pay the same amount whether or not you're doing surgery on them or not. And it should be a lot. It should be a lot per hour, so that if a surgeon is not cutting, he's paid well enough that his income is income neutral. Then you got to get rid of malpractice. Malpractice is nuts. The big lawyers go after people who are easy pickings or they can make a lot of money. And if you have malpractice insurance, they're going to go after you because you've got a big insurance policy. They can get millions. And,
exactly.
Then, and most of the lawsuits, 90% of them, are frivolous. They're things that they're going to go dig and dig and dig and dig and dig. I had one case that came after me about a kid who killed himself with drugs from the emergency department of the university, and his illegal drugs, and the family was recommended by the state board to sue me. Sue me when he wasn't even my patient. I'd already discharged him because he came up with a possible benzoyl gonine from an illegal drug in his system. And at the end of it, Copic Insurance was trying to get me to sign that I was responsible. I said, even if you put a gun to my head or a guillotine in my neck, I wasn't going to freaking do it. Go to hell. And they decided to pay out the family a couple $100,000 to make them go away because it cost more money to continue fighting the lawsuit to pay off all the lawyers. So you have to understand what's going on. It's a very evil system. It's easy to fix. It's not a complicated thing. But you see, the Democrats aren't going to fix part of it because the biggest contributor to the Democratic Party are the trial lawyers. And they make buco box filing malpractice lawsuits. They're not going to go away. Or the big pharma companies, they're tied to the Democrats just as well. They're not. Okay?
Right.
Now, Trump has already reduced the cost of drugs for the first time in 50 years. Now, where Trump screws up, I tell him, stop doing 5G network. When he does things good, like giving the VA people the possibility of seeing a doctor outside the VA, fantastic, Trump. So Trump is doing it piecemeal, piece by piece by piece. You can't take a giant bill and shove it through and think it's going to fix everything. They did it with the ACA. They don't even want to call it the Affordable Care Act anymore because it's unaffordable.
That's what I call it, the Unaffordable Careless Act.
Yeah,
because it was put together carelessly, and it's unaffordable.
Right, and the copay and deductible is so friggin' high, you can never get to your real insurance. I can take that insurance policy and I can wipe my butt with it. That's how useful it is. Okay?
Well, understand that ACA was literally a health care plan from the 1960s that was sitting in one of the congressmen's, I think it was Alcee Hastings or Stallings, one of those longtime communist Democrats. And it was literally sitting in his desk drawer for years. And they literally blew the dust off it. They changed a couple things. They modified it a little bit. And that's it. That's what your Unaffordable Careless Act is. It's something that they wrote in the 60s or early 70s. And they just brushed it up and threw it out there like garbage.
Then when I see Mr. Guy was angry, I was like Mr. Potato Head, you know, Bernie Sanders Claus and all these other guys like Buddy Gag and all these other Democrats saying they're going to give Medicare for All. It's not Medicare. Medicare for All doesn't even exist. I mean, Medicare already is screwed up and mismanaged. And if doctors actually were forced to accept Medicare, they'll go bankrupt. They'll close their offices. Then you won't have any freaking doctors at all. People say,
candidates pledge publicly that they're going to go on Medicare for their health care. They're going to get rid of their Cadillac plans, and they're going to go on their health care right now until Election Day, and we'll see how much they keep pushing, you know, this death care, which is basically what it is.
They have their own separate health plan. In other words, if all the politicians would move to Medicare for All now, these dumb Democrats.
Yeah, Bernie can go to Cuba or Russia and get his health care.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I know what goes along in Russia. I mean, why do you think the lifespan of Russians has dropped so much? I think the average Russian male lives to be like 53. It's ridiculously short. And it's dropping, okay? It's not just because of too much vodka. It's because of damn poor medical care, okay? Yeah. And by the way, the health care is dropping in America because the insurance carriers are getting away with murder since the ACA because the ACA...
Because Democrats have been running the health care with the ACA and everything else for the last 8 to 10 years. That's why people are dying. It has nothing to do with anything else.
Their health care is shot to hell. Yeah, exactly.
Obamacare has killed hundreds of thousands of people already. Hundreds.
I know it has. I know.
Not millions, but hundreds of thousands of people. In the fact that they could not afford their insurance, they had their insurance dropped. The IPAB, the Independent Panel Advisory Board, advised not to have life-saving operations. You know, these are the hidden penalties. These are the draconian costs that no one's discussing.
I'll make a slight
adjustment in your math.
Hundreds
of thousands of people have been killed by Obamacare.
I would say hundreds of thousands, but I'd be strongly suspicious that number is topping a million. Strongly suspicious. And the reason I've been in practice, and I saw what happened in healthcare. I had veterans in my office crying. These were special forces guys years ago, trying to get procedures which I knew needed to get done because I'm an integrative doctor. I'm a surgeon. I've done orthopedic plastics, general surgery, vascular surgery, trauma, whatever. I've done trauma, burn unit, ICU. I'm a doctor, okay? A guy with a scalpel and knife and screws and plates and everything. And there's times when you need procedures. There's other times it's meddlesome to do them. I don't agree with chemotherapy without testing and IPT only if you don't overdose the patient to the point where you send them home, they're going to barf and aspirate, which happened recently to my buddy who went through IPT cancer therapy. What you have to understand here is the system is being run by knuckleheads, and as far as I'm concerned, Bernie Sanders Claus is an idiot doctor. He doesn't understand that if you take a system that's screwed up and give it to everybody, it'll screw it up even worse and the system will collapse. And I think already there are signs that the system is actually wearing right now. It's wearing because ACA has really hurt a lot of practices in the country. And it's going to lengthen lines. And if they want to see people die, guess what? You won't be able to see a doctor.
Yeah. ACA has not hurt companies. It has destroyed and eliminated companies. You have to understand that many, many businesses make a decision. Do I continue to carry insurance, or do I charge, my folks a little bit extra, or give them extra money per hour, or more in bonuses, or salary, or whatever, and let them go on the health care that the ACA and the government was providing? Well, a lot of businesses made that decision, and the reason is because the ACA penalties at the time were actually half of what it would cost per person to insure somebody with insurance. So, again, they were incentivizing small to medium-sized businesses, the government was, to actually drop private health care. This is how the system worked. They were incentivizing small and medium-sized businesses to not offer health care so that they could grow their government ranks and get more people on the government dole and have more people involved with the ACA and having government-run health care. The
right.
reason is because back then, it was such a radical idea to talk about universal health care. So they couldn't just come out and say, we want universal health care. Now, it's beyond universal health care. It's Medicare for all. But back in the day when it was introduced, they couldn't get their foot into the proverbial door to be able to sell it to the people. So what did they do? They designed it to become a one-payer system over time through attrition. That's
right.
how ACA was developed.
In other words,
if you
think
Medicare for all is bad, just look at ACA.
Well, the ACA is to degrade the system so people will beg for a Democrat to bring in the Medicare for all. That's what the plan is, isn't it? You know, that's what Obama did was...
Cardivasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. A capsule equals 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Josh, when I look at the face of Kirstjen Nielsen, I look at a woman who says, I'm a lawyer first, I'm going to defend the law even if it's an ass, and I'm going to stick up for the law even if it's killing people or invading our country with people that are released after a child who's not even the actual physical child of an adult or coming up alone. We're not going to return them to Central America, damn it. Put them in a bus and return them. I don't care if you return them 10 times.
Well, you know, return look, I've said this many times. If you have sympathy instead of wanting to enforce national security and national security laws, if you put sympathy in front of your national security, then you've already lost this battle. So here's what I would suggest that they do. I suggest they take 20 to 25,000 American troops and put them down on the border while we're building the border wall. And again, and I've said, and I'll go on record and say it again, that he ought to ignore the laws, ignore the courts, ignore the, you know, junctions and Congress and everything else, and just build the wall regardless, using the 1976 Emergency Procedures Act as well as his authority as president. And here's what I would do. If these people, I would let them know that if you invade our country, if you breach our country illegally, we're going to shoot you. Okay? We're going to shoot you with rubber bullets. We're not going to try to kill you, but we're going to shoot you with rubber bullets. And if you keep trying to come, we're going to unload the entire clip on you. And I guarantee you, if these people start trying to break into the country and they're getting shot with rubber bullets, eventually they're going to step back and they're going to let the rest of the caravan know, hey, you know what? America means business. And they're willing to shoot non-lethal bullets at us to keep us out.
Actually, better non-lethal bullets, that's an older technology. What I know is what's called LRAD and Scalar Do technology. Our military already has this for the battlefield. And you can even have drones. You can be sitting in an office and run a drone and hit somebody with a directed energy weapon, and it'll make them run in the other direction, make their skin go like it's on fire. So you don't need to hurt anybody to make them run away. And the fact is, what we should be doing is we should
kill
be doing
anybody.
Things.
I mean,
No, I don't want to shoot even rubber bullets because
they're
inadvertently.
I want it to be a deterrent.
Yeah, but you can do deterrence without even having a rubber bullet hit somebody. But you also need to send the troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border as well as our border. And the first way they set up a wall is to set up a cyber wall. You can put a cyber wall up in probably 2 months. And a cyber wall involves three things. You put in tethered balloons that have cameras that can watch and make sure that they bring a vehicle or a helicopter in to interdict them. You have directed energy weapons that are on drones. And I mean, I can make them for $1,200. I mean, I take a drone I can get for $1,200 and put green lasers on it. And if you cross into the territory, you hit with a green laser and it'll burn you up to a mile or two away. Okay? It'll burn you. So, it's not going to kill you, but it's going to burn your skin.
Right.
So, there's ways of dealing with this. Now,
yeah, we need to control our borders, and if we can't get the wall built right now, which we should be able to, but if we can't, then you know we've got to protect ourselves. And
but the cyber wall
that we use
non-lethal
force.
Yeah, but you don't have to go to lethal force. You can use sub-lethal force.
No, non-lethal force. That's what I said.
Non-lethal. And here's the other thing: the Mexican government right now, we've threatened a year from now. this was a stupid move on the part of Trump. And if I was advising Trump, I'd say, Trump, why did you say that a year from now if Mexico doesn't cooperate? That's going to increase the surge between now and next year with the election coming up. Because the Democrats want open borders. All of them. Beto O'Rourke, they're all, oh, yeah.
Right, they're
in
all
fact,
for it.
This guy, what's his name, the Hispanic guy, he said we want to decriminalize the idea of people crossing our border. Are you kidding? If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Exactly. Like, they're so far out of touch with reality, it's just amazing, truly.
You know, so here's what I would say. He already has these laws in the 1970s. If it's not enough, declare a state of national emergency and proceed with martial law. If Trump has to, proceed with martial law, Trump, and do it, okay? And just keep the state of martial law on as long as you have to accomplish what it needs. Cyber wall, which will be up in 2 months, before June. Number two, send the troops to not only our border, but the Mexican-Guatemalan border. Number three, send the troops and the weapons to kill off the drug cartels in Mexico and Central America and South America. Number three, seize the bank accounts of the people in China that are making the carfentanil, and the Russians that have got weapon systems in La Rochelle Island and Punta Huerta in Nicaragua. Seize the damn money. That'll make Mr. Putin have some diarrhea in his Russian dacha. Okay? and the same thing goes with the Chinese. They're playing dirty games with us. They want to be our best friends and our worst enemy at the same time they're playing the Belt and Road. And I talked about this with Harley Schlanger. The Chinese are not playing fair ball. They got 35,000 troops in Venezuela of their special top-level forces, special forces there to support Maduro. Maduro is a plague on his own people. They're starving to death. The only way we're going to get those humanitarian aids in there is if there's military force goes in with the aid. It's not going to get to the people, okay? So, Trump, you got to be more Trumpian, okay?
We just need a sharpshooter to just take out Maduro. I mean, let's just face it. We need a nice U.S. military sniper.
I don't think that'll solve the problem. I'll tell you why. Because Maduro's just a puppet. And if it's not Maduro, it'll be some other Yahoo, maybe even just a Cuban, that's going to take the position of being the leader of Venezuela. Because he's just a puppet anyway. I mean, his private guard around him are basically Cuban. So, and of course, remember, Cuba is just a puppet of Russia. And Russia is a puppet of the oligarchs, Putin, and the other, and these small clique of white Russians that run everything and get a percentage of everything. The largest aluminum manufacturer in the world is Russian. How can a communist who supposedly believes in the proletariat, everybody's going to share everything, be a multi-billionaire and the largest manufacturer of aluminum in the world? You're kidding. And how can Putin have $44 billion in the bank? It's because these are lying non-communists. They're just the new oligarchs that run the friggin' state of Russia. And everybody else it's the old story. I heard this from my communist friends. Communism for you, capitalism for me, and the new royalty of Europe. The new royalty of Russia. The new czars and czarinas. Okay?
Exactly. And that's why I look at someone like Bernie Sanders who talks about socialism. Please, the guy's never lived socialism ever in his entire life. He's been nothing but a multi-capitalist, multiple homes and everything else.
And he's worth multi-million dollars. Look at his wife did to that university. She wrecked it.
His wife bankrupted two universities.
She's a criminal. So when Bernie Santa Claus says this, look, I'm talking to somebody here in Southern California who wants to have some interaction about what to do to fix the healthcare system. They don't have ideas. The Democrats don't. They just want to say, hey, we're just going to make this big ticket item and give everybody free this and that. That's why I call him Bernie Santa Claus. The fact is, if you want to make it affordable, and I don't want to get rid of my insurance, I just want my insurance to actually work. My Medicare and what I pay my copay on drug plans is freaking ridiculous. It is friggin' ridiculous.
Well, look, we call him Bernie.
And if I was relying on Social Security alone, I would be starving to death. Okay? So the average senior citizen doesn't have any savings at all. If they're relying on health care, including Medicare right now or anything else, they're screwed and tattooed, as they say in the military. So this idea, Medicare for all is going to make it all wonderful, no, it's not. It's going to mean when the health care system starts to have conniptions and not work anymore, you are going to die. The doctor's not around.
It's called suicide for all.
He's left practice. Oh, that procedure's no longer available. Oh, that drug you can't get because the copay is too high. Oh, that hospital clinic is closed. And they won't talk about this stuff, will they? Because they're not going to fix the system, are they? They're just going to talk about Medicare for all, and then it's totally screwed up, and then you have the whole system is partially collapsing or totally collapsing, and now you're really screwed. Now you can't even get in for dialysis, maybe.
But what do they always say? You can vote socialism in, but the only way you can get it out is by shooting your way out. And that's the truth, man. And that's what happens.
Look what's going
on
in Russia. Look at Russia now, after 100 years of communism. You know, look at Putin. He declared that you can't, he's actually declared, you know, penalties and fines and jail for fake news. Anything that doesn't agree with Putin is fake news. What the hell do you expect? It's not like in America where Trump should actually de-license the Washington Post and Bezos should be spending time in jail, not spending time with his new girl and divorcing his wife. The same way as a lot of these agencies like CNN, MSNBC, especially after the Mueller report came out, they should be de-licensed. They shouldn't be a cable news network called CNN anymore. It should be gone.
I totally agree.
Should be gone, 100%. Okay? And if you and right-wing watch don't like that, I want a dialogue. I want a dialogue with...
Yeah.
I don't care if you're transitioning sexually or if you're a Democrat or independent, whatever. I want solutions to work for all Americans. It doesn't matter what your skin color is, your orientation, whatever. I want solutions
exactly.
to protect all
you know,
Americans.
The problem is, though, you have these organizations, these Nazi organizations like Right Wing Watch, that just report on BS. They never...
They never go to the truth. They're not protecting
you know?
Any
And they don't use common
group.
Sense. It's always sensationalism.
I saw the gay guy that was actually on one of the shows talking about why he started, you know, walkaway movement. And the guy's frankly gay, okay?
Brandon Strzok. I've interviewed him.
Strzok. And this guy is being straight up. He's saying, look, we're not being protected in the Democratic Party. We're protecting the Republican Party because they don't persecute the hell out of us. Trump's not persecuting people like, what's his good friend who used to be the athlete back years ago, changed his name, you know. You know what I'm talking about. The guy
What are you talking about?
An Olympic athlete who became, you know, transitioned to be female.
Bruce Jenner.
Jenner, and he said, hey, Bruce, no problem. You can come as, what's his new name, or her new name, and you can come down and use the restrooms. I don't care. Guess what?
Yeah.
That's Republicans.
You know,
we don't care.
You know, it's funny. There was a suspicious package at the White House a while back, and apparently Caitlyn Jenner showed up. But anyway, ding, ding, the little joke. Bottom line is, I know Brandon. I know him personally. I've had him on my show. He is doing an amazing job. And, you know, for anybody that is an alternative lifestyle in this country, for you to support the Democratic Party, you might as well put a gun barrel in your mouth. All they're going to do is support people that want to kill you by bringing in these animals from other countries. Look what they just did in the Sultan of Brunei. They just passed a law now where you can murder homosexuals. Is that what the Democrat Party wants here in America? Or do you want to be able to live your life freely and have your lifestyle not be infringed upon?
Well, I personally don't think that Muslims should hold office in any state or federal elections or anything. I don't believe in it. I think that Islam is completely intolerable to be in a Christian, Judeo-Christian ethic system based on the rights given by God, not by the Quran and this demonic organization called Islam. And when I hear Ilhan Omar and these other ones are elected by Justice Democrats, which are the billionaire crazy leftists, they're not even kind of supporting things that are even common sense for the gays and other people in Hollywood. So don't you understand? If you bring in Islam, let's say 30 years from now, becomes a majority population of new people because they're reproducing at a high rate, 3.6 per family.
75% of Hollywood will disappear.
What'll happen is these people will be executed. I mean, do they not understand if you're gay in Saudi Arabia, they chop your head off after they disembowel you before Friday morning prayers? Do you think it's, or they throw you out the window at ninth floor? Do they think it's going to be really nice, you know, if you have
where
even women?
Where are the feminazis? Where are the feminazis? Where are the feminists screaming at the top of their lungs that Islam is barbaric? Oh, they're not, because they'd rather beat up on, peaceful Christians.
One of the things that I've seen lately, and I saw it on Tucker, was this new thing called woke movement. And there's this young feminist who's got this woke thing. And there's a British comedian actually wrote a book about the woke. It's kind of like a parody on it. And it's like their idea of woke is, if you're a male and you're affectionate even if it gets your own partner, and even years later it's perceived as being not nice or not okay, you can be charged with a crime. It's like, are you kidding me? You want to make a sterile society devoid of any affection whatsoever, even when they're two consenting adults.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why they want to make it extreme even for Bernie Sanders, you know, for Biden. which I think they're extremizing this on purpose to get him out of the way, aren't they?
Look, I think Biden is a sexual predator, and I...
Right.